Just one idea, halakha, regarding Rosh Hashanah. We know that Maran in the Bet Yosef writes that it's not proper to mention the word het or sin on Rosh Hashanah. However, in the works of the Arizal from his student of Haim Vital, it seems clearly that the Ari would make a vidui, a confession, a personal confession on Rosh Hashanah. Specifically, he would make it during the Tikiot, and he explained that although the Zohar is against making confession, but that's only an audible confession, where you're making it out loud. But if you make it low, like the Arizal did, where he would say it so low where even his own ears wouldn't be able to hear it, that's commendable. And he says the right time to do it would be is during Tikiat HaShofar, especially during the first 30 blows. It says that the Satan gets confused at that time. The Satan is off guard. And therefore, it's a good moment to ask God for forgiveness, because he cannot prosecute against you, because he's confused from the sounds of the shofar. So he's scurrying around, the Satan, so to speak, and he doesn't have ability to prosecute against us when we're making teshubah. That was the custom of the Arizal. Kaf HaHayim brings down specifically in between the sets. There's three sets. You have the Tashat, and the Tashrat, and the Tarat. So in between each group, the Hazan pauses to gather himself. So that would be a good time to have thoughts or even verbal teshuvah to specify different sins that a person made, but again, privately to himself without saying it out loud. Regarding crying on Rosh Hashanah, it seems there's also different opinions. The Shlach HaKadosh says it's praiseworthy to cry on Rosh Hashanah, and one should cry during the prayers. Well, the Gaon Mevilna was against it. He said from Pesukim, on the contrary, Hedvat Hashem Ma'oschem, it's a holiday, it's a Yom Tov, you shouldn't cry. The Arizal wrote that anybody that doesn't cry during the high holiday season, it's indicative that his neshama is not functioning properly, which means it seems crying is almost necessary. So the way Al-Chacham Avadiyah squares off these opinions, he says, of course, we shouldn't cause ourselves to cry on Rosh Hashanah, meaning by praying in a somber tone to awaken crying. However, what Arizal was talking is that the crying should come naturally. Of course, when a person is praying and he's reading the words that he's saying, and he starts to attach himself and come close to God, crying is a natural reaction, and therefore one should not inspire the crying on Rosh Hashanah. But however, if it happens naturally while he's praying, he does not have to control it, he does not have to suppress it. On the contrary, if one cries on the holidays naturally, like we said from the Ari, this is indicative of a holy soul. So therefore the halakha, we do not mention on the holiday, except during the Tikiot, we make a personal confession during the first 30 Tikiot, specifically in between the sets, and one should not say it out loud, and one should specify different sins that he knows he made, and one should not motivate himself to cry. However, if it happens during the Tefillah, that he's hit with an inspiration, he does not have to suppress that crying.